Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
To the United States now, Republicans are scrambling after their House leader Kevin McCarthy suffered defeat again after 7 rounds of voting over the last 2 days. The US House of Representatives is in session again this morning after adjourning for several hours as Republicans continued talks. Our correspondent Simon Marks joins us from Washington. Morena, Simon. It's like Groundhog Day. What's going on?
Morena, Charlotte, it is indeed Groundhog Day. I mean, we're in the third day of this. The 8th vote is underway on the floor of the House of Representatives for Speaker of the House of Representatives. And just to remind everybody, this isn't simply the Speaker of Parliament in the sense that it's someone who maintains order and decides who's going to get to speak when. This is a very politically powerful position because the Speaker of the House gets to determine what legislation is brought to the floor for the House for debate and for voting upon, and whoever ends up occupying the chair will essentially drive the legislative agenda for the House of Representatives over the course of the next 2 years. Now, I think Kevin McCarthy is almost certainly on track for an 8th defeat. We have seen something new, though, in the last 2 rounds of voting. For the first time, one member of Congress, Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, who's a real hardliner, very much leading the pushback by the far right against Kevin McCarthy's candidacy, he's voted for Donald Trump to be the new Speaker of the House of Representatives. I know, not least because it reminds everybody that you don't actually have to be elected to the House of Representatives to become Speaker of the House of Representatives. So for the last 2 rounds, Matt Gaetz has voted for Donald Trump to be Speaker. There were some whispers in the latter stages of the midterm election campaign that some of these Republican hardliners fancied the idea of trying to install Donald Trump in the Speaker's chair. To be fair, though, the former president himself has told these far-right Republicans to knock it off. He's thrown his weight behind Kevin McCarthy. They are simply not listening to him.
And this group, the select group, they've got a special name, don't they?
Yeah, it's the so-called Freedom Caucus. That is the term that applies to them. And, you know, there are other more less salubrious descriptions. I mean, they really are the pro-Putin wing of the Republican Party. And they're so far to the right that this is actually a cabal that hasn't attracted Republican members of Congress that normally never miss a good cabal. So, for example, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, who's one of the most extreme right-wing members of Congress, she's backing Kevin McCarthy to the hilt. I mean, this really is the right-wing rump. But the reality is, Charlotte, in a House of Representatives with a Republican majority of only 4 votes, this right-wing group is making it absolutely clear that they're not just going to seek to exercise influence over who occupies the Speaker's chair. We're going to be seeing them doing this every single time any piece of legislation they don't like is going to be put to a vote. So whoever becomes Speaker may rue the day that they win the election, because they're going to spend the next 2 years having to negotiate with this crowd.
So they've paused it for a few hours to negotiate. How did those negotiations go?
Well, Kevin McCarthy did indeed make some concessions, including, astonishingly, offering to lower the threshold of votes required to trigger a vote that would essentially potentially oust him as Speaker of the House of Representatives. Currently, it takes 5 members of Congress to call for essentially a no-confidence vote. He offered to reduce that number to 1. That wasn't enough for the far right. There are indications that what Republicans really want to do is try and adjourn the House for at least 72 hours, basically to give give them Friday, Saturday and Sunday to try and come up with some kind of compromise. Remember that Friday here is the second anniversary of January the 6th, the second anniversary of the uprising by Donald Trump's mob on Capitol Hill. It would not be a great look for all business in the House of Representatives to be held up on another January the 6th because of the actions of some Trump supporters.
We'll go to more on that shortly, but I feel like I've asked this every day. How much longer can this go on for?
I think it can go on for as many days as either Kevin McCarthy refuses to stand down or these hardliners continue to dig in. There's no indication that they are in a mood for compromise, and whatever McCarthy has offered them isn't enough. And all of this is contributing to a sense that America is demonstrating ungovernability to the rest of the world. President Biden said on Wednesday here that he's worried by the message that this is sending to the rest of the world. And indeed, it is an extraordinary moment. There is no House of Representatives. Its members haven't been sworn in. That can't happen until they choose a speaker to run the assembly. So at least in the lower chamber on Capitol Hill, all business of governance is at a total standstill.
And looking towards the January 6th second anniversary, Biden has an event planned. What does that look like?
Well, I think that you're going to see yet again the President of the United States speaking about the threats to democracy that exist here. I mean, he's in a slightly difficult position because, remember, after the November midterm elections, he indicated that he thought that America had basically dodged a bullet because the Republicans hadn't won the thumping majority that they were hoping to win in both houses of Congress, the House and the Senate. Now we see fresh behaviour on Capitol Hill that again raises questions about the health of democracy. And I think you'll see President Biden seek not only to remind Americans that there's still a lot of work to do to try and defend the country's democratic principles, but you'll also hear a full-throated defence, as he's offered up throughout the week, of what he says are his concrete achievements in government. And he's preparing for a big weekend because he's announced that for the first time since he became president, he is going to make a trip to America's southern border. He hasn't been there yet. He's been criticized by Republicans for caring more about Ukraine's border with Russia than he does about America's border with Mexico and other nations to the south. He's going to be heading down there on Sunday.
Simon, no doubt we will speak to you on Monday to see where things are at and find out how many rounds of voting they've been through. Kia ora for your time. That's Simon Marks, our correspondent from Washington.